Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. So we want to thank our newest Patreons. And so these are our Patreons that joined us yesterday.
Yes, thank you so much. Annie, Holistic Approach. Teresa, Kineticism. I'm sorry I butchered that. I'm sorry, Darren and Renee.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for being part of this journey and this family. So, you know, I look all the time, Cindy does too, at comments, and sometimes there's little things that stick out that I wanted to come back to and address with a full video. And so this is one of those times. It's kind of like trying to answer two questions here, and then also the observations that we have as we go about our day and our regular practice. And again, for us, the spiritual side of things is pretty much everything we do all day long.
Oh, definitely. It's all about the spiritual, putting that first, and that helps everything else fall into alignment.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, before we started this video today, we've already done mantras, meditation, yoga, and qigong. And so, you know, that's like probably an hour and a half of getting ourselves rooted and grounded before we tackle the video. And before we bring something to you, we want to have ourselves in the proper frequency, which, you know, just being totally honest with you guys, sometimes, you know, I'll check the computer and I'll get caught up and it'll be like, oh, we got to talk about this right now. And, you know, we'll just blast out a video because there's something big happening. But I always feel best when we truly have already really rooted and grounded ourselves and pulled down the higher self to kind of guide things.
It's definitely something that makes you feel way more grounded, centered, fuller, so you can give the best expression of yourself.
So, you know, this morning, actually just a little while ago, so for our first meal of the day, it was organic pear, organic apples, and peanut butter, organic peanut butter. And, you know, that's kind of a meal, some might call it just a snack, that really does feel good. It feels very, very high vibe. It makes the cells tingle. It's actually pretty well balanced. Again, we know everybody has their own dietary issues. Some people may need to be on a ketogenic diet. Other people have different dietary concerns. But one of the things that was interesting, because we always bless our food, we charge it, we give thanks for it, and we give thanks to all those that made it possible for us to have this food. May they be blessed as well.
Definitely. And I've been kind of going through some things lately, a little expansion here and a little expansion there. So when we were charging the food, I always notice on fruits anyhow that there is an aura about them. But this time I noticed that as I charged in, the fruit reached out and there was this exchange in energy. It was like starting a conversation. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this and you're going to do this. And it just was really curious that popped out this morning.
Yeah, again, there is an evolution of the soul that happens. And so it's natural to kind of go from one state of being that we might view as lower to more and more advanced stages as the soul progresses. There are beings, there truly are, that are called elemental beings. And these elemental beings, what's their purpose? You know, they manage the elements. There are elemental beings that their whole job is just simply taking care of one plant, one flower, one tree, one vine. It's their whole purpose. And this is what they do in that particular existence. And as these beings develop and grow, then they'll start to have more expansive experiences. They may incarnate as a fish and then incarnate as a bird and then incarnate as a squirrel and then maybe as a dog and then maybe at some point after that, you know, eventually incarnate as a human. And human is still, it's not the top of the food chain if we look and we consider beings that are on the higher densities. the ones that we might call the devas. You know, again, this is truly the journey of the soul, which again expands across just massive epochs of time.
Definitely. And you know, if you are here and you made it here, really pat yourself on the back, because just being here in these bodies is no picnic sometimes.
Absolutely. You've already gone through a lot.
Yeah.
To be embodied as a human means that you're not a brand new soul, so to speak. You've been around a while.
Not your first rodeo.
No. And so when we talk about lives, you have probably had lives in the fish kingdom, in the bird kingdom, in the animal kingdom, in the elemental kingdom.
And you know what this also does? It also gives you that DNA to connect with those that are still in the fish kingdom, that are still in, you know, this kingdom, that kingdom, because you can remember everything and just sort of follow the DNA in and out.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we look to a being like the creator of this universe, well, you know, that being had many lifetimes as a human, many lifetimes as what we would call one of the gods, so to speak, you know, in the higher realms, has spent much time in the higher realms and has learned a lot. And again, we are all creator gods in training.
Definitely.
That's the big thing to really take into consideration. This is all, it is schooling. It's schooling for the soul.
Well, it's so important to know your value, know your worth, and you are a source spark, and that means a lot.
So Cindy had this experience of being an apple.
I did. I had this experience. I was an apple on an apple tree, and I was looking out in my yard, and that was probably really amazing, because I realized I'm this apple, but I have the same soul as a human. And I was so content just being on that tree and looking out at the grass. That's all I wanted. But I do remember a specific thought, which was kind of weird. It's like I knew I was going to get eaten. And before I got eaten, I wanted to be prayed over. I wanted my vibration to be raised up so that when I go and experience with human or with animal, I am experiencing the most positive experience possible for me. So it was just curious that, yes, apples do have thought. They have consciousness. They're just like us. They just have a different job to do. And it's totally okay to sit on that tree and collect nourishment from the mother.
Absolutely. So again, at some point in time, each one of us have been at that level. And so life experience builds on life experience. I hope you can see where I'm going with this. Again, ultimately, what we would call a jiva in the Hindu tradition or in the Sanatana Dharma, you know, that individual soul aspect, it's all a learning. It's all a growing experience. And this is where it is so different from, say, the point of view of the Abrahamic tradition in the traditional fundamentalist point of view, where, you know, humans are absolutely completely different from the animal kingdom. We are different in that we've had typically more experiences, but then it gets more complicated, because as you advance on, and in many cases, you will have a human send a portion of their soul back. And again, this is where it gets a little more complicated. A portion of the soul can come back to inhabit the body of, say, a dog, and literally spend the dog's life in service to another human as a guide, as a protector.
You know, and I think as humans, it's really difficult to take on some of these concepts, because we're indoctrinated, for one, at a very young age. But two, we're supposed to be limited. We're not supposed to know everything. Life is to be explored.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of apparent paradoxes that we, will be challenged to overcome.
Yes.
And, you know, again, while we're in these embodiments with the purposefully limited human brain, again, our mind is something different from our brain, and we are not the result of chemical reactions going on in that brain. Although chemical reactions in the brain from what we ingest, and ingest in more ways than just consume as far as food or water or breathe in airwise, absolutely affects us and our perceptive ability. So when we look to the fruit, there is this purpose to fruit, and fruit wants to fulfill it. When you think about this, fruit really is, it's the potential for new life, and it's also the potential for nourishment, as other forms of food are as well. But the difference with fruit is that it's encapsulated potential. And that's what it's all about. When we were up in Shasta and we were in contact with those in what you would call telos, we had some interesting perceptions that we were picking up on. And one of them was that these beings who look very Pleiadian were basically just nurturing and energizing their food, which was all basically like fruit. And, you know, it was the fact that these beings in what we would call a 5D existence, they didn't consume animal products. They didn't consume the heavier, denser things. And so it is traditional in the Vedic line of thinking to avoid animal flesh, yet they will take in dairy. And it's thought that this is all about karma, but it is also about lightening our frequency and raising our frequency. So when we go up into the higher frequency ranges, yeah, we won't eat meat anymore. However, when we are in Kali Yuga, or the very beginning of a Bronze Age, the Dark Age, again, has certain consequences. And the system that we are in has certain consequences as well. Many people have come to the realization that our health is actually being sabotaged, and it is. It is completely being sabotaged all the time. So in these times, we really, really need to listen to our bodies. Listen to your bodies. And we know that there were many indigenous people that lived in harmony with the land that did hunt. And what they would do is they knew to give thanks to the Great Spirit, so to speak, or to Mother Earth, for the life that they took and consumed, and pray for it. You know, give thanks for it for yourself, but pray over the essence, the spirit of that which was hunted and then later consumed.
You know, I look at the commonality of those, you know, someone in 5D where they're going to bring fruit. Fruit is seen as an offering. So you're able to see, when you're in those higher densities, you're able to see across the board in the duality aspects. And there's really no judgment. You understand that it's all just an experience, you know. But if we also look at the indigenous, they also see their food as an offering too. And it is very peaceful. If a deer shows itself to you, then the deer has offered itself.
Yeah, that's the bigger piece of this pie. So again, every time we consume anything, we always pray over it. We give thanks for it for our bodies, and we ask that it will nourish our body, mind, and spirit. And we also ask that whatever it is that we're consuming, whether it's fruit, whether it's cheese, then we're asking for, you know, either the cow or the goat to be blessed. Whatever it is, if you're eating meat, the same thing, you know, charge and bless it. Ask that anything that's negative in there, because again, there could be nanotechnology in there that you're even unaware of, and ask that anything negative be removed, or that it will not harm you in any way. You have to be clear with your intention. Again, ask and ye shall receive.
Very, very important, because whatever we put into our bodies, it's basically building our spirit. It's our spiritual essence, that thing that we put inside of ourselves. When we do eat that apple, that banana, it is now going to become part human, whatever you put into your body. Now, I'm looking at this as a whole food point of view, because we have the animals and we have anything comes from a seed, from an egg, you know, just if it's organic, it's going to, and you're thanking it, it's going to add to your soul spirit. If you're looking at something that is processed, heavily processed, that food is broken down to the point where it just doesn't have any life force to it, and it's probably going to take away from your spirit. So I hope I explained that right.
Yeah. So, you know, again, I cannot go over how important this is. It really is important. As you can see, you can literally change the frequency of what you're consuming. So even if something has had some negative components in it, by the very act of charging it, visualize the life force. Inhale, visualize the life force entering through your crown chakra and through your foot chakras. Exhale, see it coming out of your palm chakras and charging your food with blessings. And you could see too that certain things like heavy metal music, for instance, while it may be enjoyable in short bursts to some people of a certain age group and some that have been used to it, long term it'll burn out your adrenals. This is something to realize. It can absolutely, because it does induce more of a fight or flight response. And when we see some of these other beautiful crystalline structures, again, classical music, very, very, very positive. You could even just use labels, and labels will change what's going to happen to what's ever in these containers. Because again, it's intention, ultimately. It really, truly is intention. And we need to be very, very careful of the state of mind that we're in when we're eating. Because, you know, you might say, you know, well, you know, hey, I still eat whatever, and it hasn't hurt me yet. You know, we have a neighbor that when we first met him, he's like, oh, I just zapped those weeds with Roundup. And we were both like,
I know, we just about choked. It's like, oh my gosh, oh no, oh no.
I know, it's like, oh, quick, Cindy fainted.
I know, right? Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was, you know, and we were, of course, like, please don't get anywhere close to our property borderlines with Roundup, because you don't understand how horrible it is. But again, it's intent. So this is also why if we're eating in front of the TV and we have something going on and you're getting hit with all these subliminals, you're not really sure what's getting charged with what. It's good to unplug as much as possible. That's part of the bottom line. When you're, you know, not on the internet, you're not doing your research, you're not doing your work, etc., try to unplug as much as possible. And we've been stocking up on all sorts of books, and I'm deep diving back into the Taoist and the Qigong side of things, because it's time for a new level. Going to a new place now. Plus, we will have, I'm sure, we are going to have a significant portion of time where we won't have the internet available, where we won't have communication available. So, you know, we're going and making sure we have a vast library that will support us and remind us of certain things. So again, I just wanted to go over the importance of giving thanks. Pray for the spirit of whatever you're eating, whether that's fruit, whether that's, you know, a hamburger, whatever it is, pray for that. Pray for all those that made it possible. And, you know, again, give thanks and have gratitude. We're going to touch on the yugas, and I wanted to try to give an illustration of this. This is, again, from Sri Yukteswar's book, The Holy Science, which I recently sent a copy of it to my son. It's good. It's only like 100 pages. It's not a lot of reading. But again, it's the cycle of the yugas that changes our perspective on everything. And what I use as a guideline when it comes to the charging of the food is Loka Samasta Sukhi No Bhavantu, which literally translates, may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and to the freedom for all. And so, you know, I basically asked that for all those that made this food possible, including the food itself, whether, again, it's a salad, whether it's a cheese sandwich, it doesn't really matter.
You know, and when you start this and you're really dedicated to it, it'll change your life. You watch how things change around you. Watch the positivity reflect itself back. It's beautiful.
It is. And so, it's all about intent. You know, the yuga cycles, maybe we could do better by thinking of it as a sine wave again. And it's fascinating too, because our sun does go through space kind of like a sine wave. And so, you know, we have these ascending and descending cycles that bring us back to the same place, but every time we come back, it's slightly different. It's not ever exactly the same, which brings me to something I just wanted to share with you. This was just a quick markup to give a perception, and maybe this would help. When we're living in the Kali Yuga, and for those that aren't familiar, this is the yin and yang sign that represents the Tao. And again, in the Taoist mind, everything is part of the all. The all is unknowable in this type of form. We can't really perceive of this when we're embodied. When we're out of the body, we have a much better perspective. And when we are united with the higher self, then we might see very clearly.
Oh, definitely. When you're out of body, that perception is so big and so vast, it's really not a problem to see the better, higher picture of things. When you're in body, that comes and goes. You can gain that higher perspective, but for the most part, you've put yourself in a place, you've put your little character in a place where you want to have these experiences somewhere on the scale of duality.
So if we look at that dark part and we think of that as the negative, and again, it's much more than that. You know, it's the yin and the yang. The duality is what causes the ability to have any sort of manifestation. It's what gives everything motion, the interaction and interplay between the different extremes. So, you know, you can view it as masculine and feminine. We could go on and on, different polarities. Yet, if you are looking at it from the perspective of the yugas, that K there, we could view that in a simplistic point of view, saying, well, when we're in the Kali Yuga, it looks like the darkness has overwhelmed the light. And then when we go down and you see that little S, well, when we're in a Satya or a Golden Age, it looks like the light has overwhelmed the darkness. But it's like a sine wave. It goes on always.
Right. And it's when we are in a out of body, we can decide where are we going to put our character. And it's not necessarily a linear type of situation. When our perspective is out of body, we can look down on this and say, okay, I want to experience this much duality here and this much duality there, this much light, that much dark. But what's important to remember is when we come down here and we do feel sadness and we're feeling extra darkness, our higher selves understand with all that sadness and the darkness, we are actually expanding. So it has its benefits either way you go.
Absolutely. So, you know, if we look at like, well, where are we now? Well, we're basically in a period where it's going to be rapid change. When you're going between the cycles, and of course we have the silver and the bronze ages as well, which these are ages of great change. So where we are going now is a place where things are gonna just be kind of mind-boggling fast change like we haven't seen before.
You know, I call it just extremely rapid expansion.
I like that term.
Yes.
Extreme rapid expansion. That sounds very positive.
Yes, and it is.
So I hope you guys got something out of this. Look forward to your comments and your questions and also your suggestions. Please do, you know, put down ideas. What else do you want to cover on Heart's Home? Let us know what you want to hear more of, and we will go down that those rabbit holes together.
Indeed.
Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.